Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Since the start of this year, these massive double-digit returns for investors are crashing down to earth. Palm and I are not huge fans of cancel culture, but the stock market is quickly becoming something no one really wants anything to do with it.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Welcome back, Cashflow Multipliers. Palmy and Nancy here. Thrilled to be back with our favorite group of people, high-level investors with a dream to never trade their time for money again. So often in this world of investing, there's a lot of what we call misinformation. And misinformation can only lead to one thing, mismoney management.
Exactly, Palm. So let's start with a pop quiz to see where everyone is at with their knowledge when it comes to the basic of investing. So what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think about investing?
I'll be honest, before we started in apartment syndication, my answer was the stock market. Every time someone talked about investing, my mind went straight to Wall Street.
For sure. No coincidence there. That's what the suit at the New York Stock Exchange want you to think. They permeated our mind through subliminal messaging for so long that many people are not aware of that many other investment options. This is especially true for the meme stock.
Wait, Nan, how has meme industry permeated the stock market?
Meme stocks are popular share with a cult-like following online and on, you know, social media platform. Think back to all the buzz that happened on Reddit about, you know, the GameStop stock.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister there.
Oh my God.
I mean, it meant to be, maybe. So now these meme stocks are taking a life of its own by making these high flyer companies so accessible, profitable, available to just about anyone.
And before anyone of you guys start panicking, no, you did not turn on the wrong podcast. You know, we're still very much pro apartment investing, but we'll get to that in, you know, in just a second. Right now, we're reframing the problem before we get into solutions and how you can benefit.
Here's the thing about the stock market. It has every right to be cocky. For the past 30 years, the stock market has been all actions, and its strong performance has left even the most basic stock investors feeling like Jesse Livermore, one of the most famous traders in modern times.
But all good things must come to an end, right? Since the start of this year, these massive double-digit returns for investors are crashing down to earth. Palm and I are not huge fans of cancel culture, but the stock market is quickly becoming something no one really wants anything to do with it.
But how this massive shift happens? For years, the stock market was this in a league of its own. It seems like it was defying gravity altogether by producing double-digit returns for many Americans. It seems like to be the only reliable thing in the world while everything else was crumbling around us.
Enter real-world problems that finally crashed the stock market's party. Soaring inflation fueled by rising food price and the war in Ukraine have prompted the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates significantly for the first time in so many years, right? Sending the stock market prices plummet to earth.
Nothing humbles you faster than seeing your investment dwindle. Suddenly, people needed something or someone to wag their finger at this belief and demand answers for them.
Yep.
In those instances, we're taking notes from Emily Bowerstock Hill, the founder of Bowerstock Capital Partners and chairwoman of the investment committee of the Kansas Public Employees Retirement System. Ms. Hill has been quoted as saying, "I don't think people recognize how fragile the foundation the stock market was resting on."
We couldn't agree more, right? As of the podcast recording, virtually no stock has remained unscathed from the wrath of 2022. From meme stocks like GameStop, AMC Theaters, and the FANG, artists formerly known as Facebook, Meta, and Alphabet, Google's parent company. In fact, even the Goliath company, Amazon, has gone down more than 30% since the start of this year.
But if there's one thing low-rise jeans has taught us, is that people love following trends no matter how wrong they might be. This generation of investors who started investing maybe about in the last 5 years have never experienced a long bear market.
For those of you who have better things to do with your time than read the Wall Street Journals every, you know, single morning, the bear market is a term coined by Wall Street when an index like the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, or even an individual stock has fallen 20% or more after a recent high for a long period of time.
But don't take our word for it. Emily Hill, who we referenced earlier, also talked about when the market would fall a percentage point. These young investors also got used to buying the dip. This translates to investing aggressively on the day of big losses and betting correctly that the share price would rally and keep going higher and higher. While the trend works now, we'll be seeing that it may not work well in the future.
Even though we're trying to make this content relatable and easy to understand, what's happening in the stock market is not a joke for investors whose next aids are tied to the stock market.
They're looking at their portfolio in complete disbelief from the beating it's taken in the past few years. Many experts expect low single-digit annual returns, about 5% for the next few years, a huge letdown from the 17% average annual return that the S&P 500 generated in the decade leading up to the start of this year.
There is no saying this lightly. The stock market crash is literally killing the American dream. Personally, we have heard from so many of our, you know, dear friends who have not only lost a majority of unrealized gain they have accumulated in the past 5 years, but some are even seeing their principal take a big hit as well.
This breaks our heart for so many reasons. Seeing people's life work go down the drain is something we don't wish upon anyone. And at the same time, we see this issue similar to another similar heartbreaking, gambling.
Would you say, Palm, that the speculative stock market investing is like gambling in a casino?
Of course.
At first, when you get your first big hit or major win, you feel like you're on top of the world. I mean, you know, like when we went to Vegas, when we first hit the slot machine, right? Euphoric almost. However, there's a strong temptation to overindulge and be, you know, overly confident in your ability to continue to have the winning hand.
Yeah, the hot streak never ends, right? Until yeah. It does. Another way of saying this is you become addicted. Addicted to the feeling of knowing that you're going to win it all back in any second. But you don't stop gambling. And there's a strong likelihood that all your gains, including your principal, can be wiped out. Let's be clear, you can lose just as quickly or if not more quickly than you won.
Cash flow multipliers, did you know that gambling is actually one of the hardest addictions to break? Why? Because it's knowing that in the back of your mind, you can win it all back in just a second, right? When people go too fast and too soon, it can be hard to recapture those losses. And sadly, we all know this story doesn't have a good ending, leaving families in financial devastations and broken relationships.
Because the stock market is incredibly intoxicating right now, it's caused a lot of investors to let go of their guards and forget that it's really an extreme market, a volatile market, a dangerous market that the stock market world can really be. Nan, I think you have the perfect story to illustrate this point.
I sure do. It started with two fogs and a pot. The first fog was placed in a boiling pot, you know, of hot waters and immediately jumped out of, you know, of the pot and escaped. The second frog was placed in, you know, a lukewarm pot. And as the temperature started to increase, the frog, you know, adjusted to the temperature and start feeling more comfortable and relaxed. As the heat increased, what was once comfortable quickly became deadly as the water reaches, you know, a boiling point.
What this story tells us about the stock market, as the market does well, people tend to overlook all the downsides, the red flags, and only focus on the upside. Truly, we all have that one friend who's always getting back with her ex. Like, girl, you can do way better than the dude who hasn't paid for a single meal since 2018.
Yep.
Our point? Many people can't see the detriment right in front of them when they're getting too comfortable.
Too often, people pour more and more into companies based on speculations with no true fundamental strengths, some of which are yet to reach profitability, right? Clearly, this is a problem, but there is a solution.
The speculative nature of the market can be avoided with apartment investing. We've said it once and we'll say it again. When it comes to building your wealth, there is nothing with a better risk-adjusted return than apartment investing, multifamily apartment investing.
Yes, multifamily apartments are our bread and butter. We know it well because we have seen the ROI witness amazing returns in volatile markets and have saved money in taxes to seal the deal. If the stock market is the disease that is killing the American dream, then multifamily apartment syndication is the antidote. We need to help people recapture their wealth and regain financial freedom. So let's get into it.
We don't have to tell you the difference between eating amazing food at a restaurant versus watching food being prepared on Food Network or your Instagram feed. Until the taste of vision becomes a thing, there's nothing like enjoying a real good meal in real life.
I love that analogy that you just did. It's like around food, right?
Always.
Similarly in real estate, and to illustrate our first point, there is really real difference between paper and hard assets. Bonds and cash simply don't have the value they used to because they lose, you know, their purchasing power when prices for goods and services are rising. That same $50 you used to budget for groceries seems like a lot less these days.
Probably just a pack of eggs. Commercial real estate is generally a fantastic hedge against inflation because it holds true intrinsic value, is in limited supply, and is yielding an yielding asset. We know real estate, which has the word real in it, especially commercial real estate, can be a broad term. For us, we choose multifamily apartment investing in one simple truth, and that everyone needs a place to live. Shelter and safety are a minimum for people to function.
Not to mention, we view multifamily apartments as one of the best inflation hedges within commercial real estate, you know, because lease structures in multifamily apartments are far better positioned to benefit from an increased inflation than other asset class type. Other commercial real estate assets might have leases durations of 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 20 years, but multifamily leases can reset at 6, 9, or 12 months. And when leases reset, that gives us the opportunity to reprice rents as, you know, prices increase, right, Palm?
That is really an amazing competitive advantage that sometimes people don't think about. In this kind of time, we're seeing our trade outs going for 10, 15, 20% more in most of the markets that we're investing heavily. And that is to the strength of the apartment because now we get to reset that all the time. And another thing is, it's not every 12 months. It's not like every December we reset the rates. No, every month we have new tenants moving in, we have old tenants moving out, or we have old tenants renewing. So that opportunity happens every single month and it can be 4, 5 to 10 properties.
Love
or units.
I mean, love this fact about multifamily apartments for sure.
Yeah. So again, the annual turnover of an entire multifamily property can be up to 100%. And this is the high frequency provides investors with the opportunity to quickly react, increase rent rates, and hedge against rising inflation.
Okay, next. Everyone wants to see their investment come back to them immediately and double, right? This is a have everything now type of generation we're living in, which means a lot of people don't have the patience to wait and see. This brings us to the second point. Multifamily apartment is an income producing investment.
For us, we like to start distribution about 5 to 6 months into the hold, meaning after we took over an apartment complex, the first distribution is typically about 5 or 6 months into the hold. However, the cash flow tends to accrue from day one of the ownership of the asset. One of the biggest benefits of being a passive investor is seeing your gains come in on a quarterly basis, unlike the stock market, where there's no tangible benefits or gains realized until the stock is sold.
Furthermore, buying income-producing asset help reduce the risk because the returns are based on fundamental strength of the property and not on speculations of future value.
You know, I actually read something that illustrates this point exactly.
Oh yeah? What does it say?
So that you never want to date someone who has a potential but isn't a potential.
Oh my God.
I love this because in true, you want to invest in something that you know will produce value for you. You don't want to waste your time on scrubby stocks that may or may not make it for you.
All this to say, how much income should you expect? Well, our professional opinions and the target you should be going for is that your cash flow annual average should be anywhere between, you know, 5 to 7%, right? Depending on each deal. Now, our third biggest reason why multifamily apartment syndication can help you reclaim your financial freedom is through value add.
We've said this before and we'll say it again. Much like housewives, even apartments need to have work done.
Yes. Hey, you've seen those tabloids go crazy every time, you know, the Kardashian get a new face, hence adding value to already legendary last name. No press is bad press, right?
Okay, I'll leave that one for the tabloids. For us, the reasons are simple as to why you want to invest in value-added multifamily properties. You know, there's going to need to be repairs and upgrades, and add value helps to justify the rent increases, which adds to the return on overall return.
Yes. So not every sponsor see it this way, right? And some simply don't have the ability to. But in one of the best reasons is to consider purchasing a particular property. Plus, there are so many ways to add value, big or small, from painting the exterior and landscaping, completing unit upgrades like new kitchens and baths.
Adding new technology is also one good way and a huge draw for renters, not to mention adding luxury amenities like washer and dryers is another way to increase. Now, yep. I heard one, Nan, recently that's interesting. Some apartment operators now have Teslas for rent on the hour.
Wait, Tesla?
Yes.
The actual car?
The actual car on site. So basically, for communities where there aren't a high percentage of people who own cars or don't need to drive as much given the work from home status, they get to rent by the hour a luxury like Model X.
OMG.
As part of the community, you know? It's pretty amazing.
I love that. I would love to live in that apartment.
Yeah. But you know, what you don't see in value as much is like the ability for us to increase rents. But like in the stock market, you see that purchasing a stock doesn't always allow you to add value to them. You really can't do anything on that side. You have no control over the company. You have no control over the management or the strategies.
Yep. So leading to number four is all about gaining leverage. If you purchase stock on margin, you'll need about like $50,000 in order to buy $100,000 worth of share. And if the stock loses value, that means you will have to come up with more cash or the stock will be sold to cover your position.
Ouch.
Yes.
The beauty of investing in real estate is that you can do a lot more with a lot less versus what you can do with the stock. There are only three times where the value of the multifamily apartment matters: when you buy, if you refi, and when you sell.
At no other point in time does the underlying value of the asset impact operations. It doesn't impact how much we get to charge for rent, nor impact the mortgage.
Nan, so you know the phrase, nothing is certain in life but death and taxes, right?
Yes.
Taxes are inevitable, a part of this life. However, our guest is the first person to say this probably wasn't investing in multifamily apartment syndications.
Paper loss sounds like a negative, but honestly, it's nothing but gains. I mean, we, the Kitty sister, love, you know, paper losses for sure, as in gaining an advantage above other investors, right? Unlike the stock market where you pay capital gains on your profit, multifamily apartments let you pay little to no tax on the capital gains due to bonus depreciations, which can be sizable.
Imagine this scenario. An investment of $100,000 may yield $100,000 K-1 paper loss and can be used to offset like-kind passive gains. That's a one-to-one ratio between your investment and your paper loss. We don't mind the ghosting effect when it comes to our tax systems and statements by April of every year when it arrives.
Our last point today is arguably the most important. It's called passive for a reason. We don't preach on our corner of the internet because we love to hear ourselves talk. We are introvert, remember?
But because we know there's a better way to live and believe everyone should have a fair and equal access to financial freedom and the life that they envision for themselves. In a recent poll, when asked if people would rather work 60 to 70 hours a week versus spend a dozen hours a weekend trying to figure out this investment gain, nearly 100% of the people voted not to work more than 60 to 70 hours.
Instead, most people would prefer to have the option of doing the least amount of input for, of course, maximum result.
Makes sense to us.
Yes.
And if you're sitting there thinking, that's just not how life works, we hear you because we subscribe to that same type of thinking for so long, probably too long.
Yes.
But you're missing on a crucial element to this piece. You don't have to rely on just you to achieve this. Half the battle is getting the right people on your side and knowing where to look and listen.
The ability to leverage people's expertise, talent, and time are crucial to living the lifestyle of not just your dreams, but also theirs. You have an incredible ability right now to start looking for people who know where to look, have been in the game for a while, and who wants to see you succeed.
Hint, they're closer than you think.
Like hint.
Like your ears or speaker close. Multifamily syndication is the way to secure your investments with the least amount of risk of all the reasons we listed above and more. It allows passive investors to participate in larger investments with strong risk and reward profile while not managing the not so glamorous part of like telnets, toilets, trash, and termites.
I mean, tell us about it, right? Our old days. Your financial future is dependent on no one else but you. How you leverage your time and utilize the resources around you will make you a better and stronger investor in the long run. The stock market is a way, but not like we certainly wouldn't call it the way, right? If history has shown us anything, is that those wolves on Wall Street can't always be reliable.
Oh my gosh, we're all human. We all make mistakes and the economy is fickle and nothing in life is guaranteed. So when you see your 401k not cutting it and you're stressed about the future, know that housing isn't going anywhere and that your investment in apartment syndication can reap incredible returns for little time. You can reclaim your American dream.
That's it from us today, guys. Cashflow Multiplier teams, we, as always, love spending time with each of you. If you haven't already, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to, you know, this podcast. Plus, sharing is caring. Send this to a friend or fellow investor. We love to hear what other things as well.
We'll be back with you guys next Thursday. You know, we can't believe we're already over 50 episodes into this podcast. Can't believe it.
Yes, we can't believe time flies, right?
Absolutely. When we're having fun. Thank you so much. Talk soon. We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.